Well, hello everyone. I chuckle because this is actually the second time, no, third time I'm recording this, which makes it all the more difficult because it's the first podcast and I'm struggling to just get the first one done. My name is Simon. This is the Closed Network Podcast. Everything privacy, security, identity protection related, a little bit of OSINT, which is open source investigation tools and techniques. My primary focus for doing this podcast was there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of content out there. There are some good security and privacy podcasts, but I really wanted to share the information and the knowledge that I have amassed over the last two and a half to 3 years that I've been an amateur InfoSec researcher. That's information security. I will try to explain all of the acronyms and all that fun stuff, as I expect that a lot of new people interested in this topic won't understand everything. So forgive me, depending, you know, not knowing exactly where you are in your journey to help protect yourself. So what does that mean? Protect yourself. The way I look at it is, protecting, there are two sides, right? There's privacy and security. Sometimes people will say them without really knowing which one they're referring to. And I know that there's a lot of tools out there that kind of achieve both kind of objectives. For me, I'm kind of, I don't know, when people talk about privacy and security, they typically talk about identifying what your OPSEC is, which is your operational security. Like, what is your primary reason for protecting your data or your identity? And so when I think about security, I'm thinking about safeguarding your data, like your photos, your emails, your text messages, any communication, anything you wouldn't want it to get out. Whereas privacy is more about safeguarding your identity. So Facebook does neither for you. And if you can, I highly suggest deleting, deactivating, or at the very least deleting the applications from your mobile device. And the next component of that, or I guess segue, would be who are you protecting, right? Who are you protecting it from? And what are you trying to avoid? So if you're trying to evade governments or nation states, this probably isn't going to be the podcast for you. This is really focused more on the everyday person trying to protect themselves from hackers, identity theft, being tracked by corporations and marketing companies, as well as manufacturers of devices that you may have given consent through some incredibly long end user license agreement, but aren't really aware of what you're sharing, whether it be using Google services or Apple services, Amazon Web Services, all those different types of things. So I'm not here to necessarily bash on any specific company. I myself use primarily Apple products. I do use PCs as well, running Linux and Windows. I'm not here to berate anyone for using an iPhone or using an Android phone or anything like that, because really, what are your other options? And I will be talking about options that you do have, but they're not going to be anything like what you are experiencing with an incredible user interface, user experience on an iOS device or a fairly new Android device like a Galaxy phone or something. I don't have a lot of experience with Android. I've used iPhones and still do to this day for a long time, 7 or 8 years, 9 years maybe. And I'm slowly moving away from that ecosystem. I do rely on it for my job function, but that kind of segues into another area that I want to touch on, which is compartmentalization. Sometimes it's worthwhile to look at using multiple devices, multiple email accounts, multiple phone numbers, having additional SIM cards. If any of this sounds interesting to you, then, you know, definitely subscribe, because this is the nuts and bolts that I'll be getting into, all these kind of little topics I'll be deep diving into. This podcast is the first one, so it's just kind of an overview, and I'm going to dive into a few things here and there just to give everyone a little bit of insight as to what's to come, so you can decide whether or not this is something that you'd be interested in and would want to subscribe to and pay attention to. Right now, I'm only recording this as an audio podcast, but it will be accompanied with a YouTube channel, which is also called Closed Network with no O, so Closed NTWRK. The idea behind Closed Network is a closed loop, right? It's to allow or to take control of your personal network and close off everything to it that you want to. And this might start with something as simple as creating a new email account that's not using your real name. Somewhere along the line, everyone has been convinced that when you, or I guess programmed, really they've been programmed to, when you register for some sort of account or service, whether to purchase products or to use some sort of web service, that you give all your real information. And I find this interesting. And I myself am very guilty of this. You go to a new website, you know, you want to sign up. It could be a social network. It could be Reddit. It could be anything, right? And it's, you know, asking for your name and your email address, sometimes even your phone number. Like, let's say it's a Twitter account. Twitter often will make it very difficult to register without a mobile phone number. You have to ask yourself why. If your service is so great, why do you require all this information from you, right? But they do that because they're trying to reduce spam, but they also want to be able to have identifiers. So for some reason, we've been programmed to, like, okay, I put in my first name, I put in my last name, I put in my email address and my phone number, come up with a password. Hopefully you're using a password manager. If not, we'll talk about that. And you register. And now the site, the stranger, has all of your information. If someone would come up to you on the street or in the parking lot and introduce themselves and say, hey, what's your name? You might give them your first name, but you'd be reluctant to give any additional info. You don't know who these people are. They might ask for your phone number and how many kids you have and where you work. You ask yourself, who are you? Why are you asking this? And why would I give this information to you? But we don't treat websites like strangers. And that's my goal, is to get people to be skeptical about every website out there, every service out there, especially the ones that are free. There's nothing to pay for. Then what is the purpose? How do they make money? Well, we are the people that are registering on the site or the product to sell advertising, right? Our eyes, our attention is the commodity that they are selling to marketers. So why give them real information, especially if you're not really getting anything out of it? If it's a service that is really important for like professional or something like LinkedIn or something, I kind of understand. But Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all these different things, why? I mean, I beat myself over the head because I'm thinking, like, why did I give all these sites my personal information? It doesn't make any sense. There's no rules or laws that says you have to give your real information to anyone. I suppose unless you're talking to law enforcement, which is questionable, or your financial institution, where your bank accounts are, credit cards, loans, mortgage, that kind of thing. Okay, I can kind of see it. Even then, maybe some wiggle room, but anyone else for any other reason, your grocery store who wants your info for your membership card to save $3 or $7 when you purchase groceries, what's the trade-off? I'm not saying don't take advantage of some of these programs or services, but compartmentalize. Create separate identities. Use different phone numbers. There are services out there like privacy.com where you can create virtual credit cards. So if you want to purchase something from Amazon or Best Buy or anything online, you can use a virtual credit card that's not tied to a real identity. You can use a fake name. You can even use a fake billing address. And it can be a one-time use card. You can set a spend limit. You can be a one-time use and then throw it away. It basically dissolves. And which is also great too for websites that get breached and credit card data is released along with all of your info. Well, if you've been using false information and virtual credit card numbers and a site gets breached, you don't have anything to worry about other than maybe having to go change that one unique password on that website, which is only good on that website because you're using a password manager, something like Bitwarden or 1Password or LastPass or something. It doesn't really matter. Just use something. Just start anywhere. And so this is a journey, and I don't want to overwhelm anybody that's listening or paying attention through the YouTube channel. I'll also be on a couple other platforms, but I don't want to overwhelm anybody. I have a wealth of knowledge I've been building over the last few years, and there's a lot that I want to get out. So I want to share that information, and I want to do so freely without advertisement, without sponsorship, and only working on a value for value model, which means I'll allow donations, and that's it. The other thing I'll be doing is I'll be selling mobile devices, specifically Google Pixel phones that have been de-Googled and reflashed with Graphene OS or Calyx OS, but probably Graphene OS, which is a de-Googled Android operating system that's hardened to basically make it really difficult for companies to track you and track you through apps. There's a lot of tools and open source tech applications and some techniques you can use to implement as like a new mobile lifestyle, digital lifestyle, if you will. That'll be going into deeper, more detail about how to use it. And, you know, these things will either achieve a protecting your data, right? Which is the security aspect, or it will be focused on privacy, which is safeguarding your identity, or both. Sometimes we'll be accomplishing both together. It's kind of funny when you see people with more than one phone or two or three phones, you think, okay, they're either like a stockbroker, a drug dealer, or a pimp or a player, right? And the more I kind of experiment with different tools and software packages, I find multiple reasons now to have multiple cell phones with different SIM cards. There are services like Mint Mobile where you can register a SIM card with a plan pretty inexpensively. You can pay for it using a privacy.com credit card using a fake name, and you can register for that SIM card with a fake name and an area code and wherever you want. If you want it based out of Washington State or San Jose, California, or wherever, you can do that. And you can have a new identity. And I'm not encouraging people to start a new identity because it's like, you know, to try to get credit and stuff like that in that identity. It's more about online identities. There's no reason to give real names for something like joining a Mastodon server or Twitter or something. Because these sites will inevitably at some point either be breached or they'll be exposed somehow, or they'll be compromised by the government or other agencies or marketing firms to get your data. And ultimately, you know, that data is priceless to these companies. So why not fill it with junk data? That's the objective, is to work through this by obfuscating your identity, by using very good, practical approaches to safeguarding your data, using encrypted storage vaults, using end-to-end encrypted applications for communication, and just being really aware of what you really need in your life, what you get value from, and putting those into a bin, like, let's say Spotify. Like, okay, I really like Spotify. I wouldn't want to get rid of Spotify. No, it's, you don't have to do that. It's not about dumping everything and starting over. It's more about selecting things with purpose. So if you download an application or you pick a certain service to use, it's more about selecting that particular product or service with purpose and not just downloading it for the sake of downloading it and signing up and then, you know, it never really gets opened again. It's decluttering yourself of that digital waste that could potentially be a liability for you down the road if that service is exposed or something gets hacked and your data is basically brokered on the dark net or maybe even used to leverage your identity for other things or blackmail or whatever. So, yeah, I don't mean it sounds so dark because it can actually be quite a lot of fun to go through this process and find out what your operational security is. What is your OPSEC? Who are you trying to avoid? When I say who, I don't mean like a person necessarily, although it could be. Maybe you have a stalker. Maybe you have an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that's, you know, crazy, and you want to limit your exposure or access to them and other people that you don't know who they are. So you want to kind of go under the radar, so to speak. Yeah, there's a lot of different things I'll be talking about on this podcast, and I don't want it, any particular one to be like super long, and I don't want to overwhelm people. But there's a lot of stuff I have kind of talked about through this first episode. What is closed network? What is the focus? Using tools, using applications, using products to help protect your data and your identity. That's what closed network is. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel like there's some really good resources out there that I like to share, and I'll have links to on our website, which is closednetwork.com. No O, just closed, NTWRK.com. And hopefully, you know, as we grow, there'll be more that people can share with me and share with others through this that we can like kind of learn from. I don't know everything. I hardly would ever claim that, but I do know a lot, and I'm always learning every day. And I would really, I really just want to be kind of contributing back to that ecosystem. When I say ecosystem, it's more like a community, more than an ecosystem. So that is kind of where I'm at with all of this. So I hope you like this podcast and the content that I'll be putting out. I'm going to be working on a publishing schedule to have a new podcast, you know, out on a regular basis, at least every 1 to 2 weeks. So my goal is at least 2 podcasts a month. So I'm going to try to do this realistically. So that's kind of my goal. But ideally, I'd like to be putting one out every single week. I'm just not the most disciplined when it comes to things like this. So I'm going to really, really try to make it happen. So if you have any questions, feel free to visit closednetwork.com, or, you know, I'll have some links on there for contact for anyone that has specific questions that I can address in the podcast. I don't expect I'll be hearing from anybody as this is the first one. So I'll kind of have a better system for engaging with me, and specifically for asking questions or providing input or feedback, especially if there's other resources that I can check out and share with the community. And I do look at everyone as a community and not just a listener or a subscriber, because if you're listening to this and there's kind of a kindred spirit there, and I really look forward to interacting with people down the road as it pertains to these topics. I really won't get into politics or religion or any of that kind of stuff. Obviously, you know, politics plays a role in privacy and security in different countries. So especially in Canada and the United States and Europe and you know, UK and stuff. So those might be topics that we'll talk about, but not with bias to a political party, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to say. So anyway, thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. I do not take it for granted. And just think about some ways that you might be able to start protecting yourself and limiting your targetability. Until next time, thanks for listening.